The glorious Lord Jesus Christ offers us today and every day to have a relationship with Him, with God Almighty, the great and awesome God of the universe, and with Jesus Christ, and they are one in the same. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He is God Almighty. Amen. He offers us to have a relationship with Him, to know Him forever. The greatest privilege for mankind. The only privilege, because every other way, apart from Jesus, leads to eternal death. So many ironies and tragedies that most people will not be saved and they will not make it to heaven, though God wants them to make it to heaven. It's not His will that any perish. He doesn't want them, but He's given man a free will. He cannot make anyone do anything. We must come to Him. We get to come to Him. Glory to God. I want to make, well, what are some of the ironies and tragedies? Well, we are born on the earth to fellowship with God Almighty. That's what we are really intended to do. And that's those who make it to heaven will fellowship with Him in heaven forever. With God Almighty, the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, fellowship with Him forever. Amen. He offers that on earth, but as I've talked about in some previous messages, it's very serious, and it's only for a select few that are allowed to fellowship with Him on the earth. But to think, what an irony and a tragedy that most people view a relationship with God as something that they don't want anything to do with, because they see dead religion. They see people who are broken people. Christians are usually broken. And usually it's, well, to be honest, it's people who are strong and have everything on the earth. It's tragic that they usually don't come to Jesus Christ. But what an irony that people view this, what we call Christianity, really it's a walk with Jesus Christ, amen. They view it as something that is just distasteful and boring and dry and just something they would, just the last thing that they would want to do. And yet that's what we were made, we were created on the earth to know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. And it's glorious. It's wonderful. It's a celebration. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. Everything good comes from Him. Amen. And I do also want to make this one point. A modern day book, Divine Revelation of Hell, in that book Jesus said, not many noble people respond to my call. You know, most of the people that receive the gospel, not all, but most, are usually it's the poor and the broken and those who don't have much on the earth. They realize their need for God and they come to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. But the noble, I think one of the things he's referring to is today in our modern world, you know, it's those who are rich and powerful and successful and doing well and they're whole and all of this, they don't see their need for God. But they're deceived, as Jesus called it, the deceitfulness of riches and the lust for other things, the pleasures of this life. And they pursue those things instead of coming to Jesus. That's a tragedy. I just encourage you, let's seek the Lord. Let's just walk with Him. Amen. It's the greatest privilege for mankind. He wants to be your everything. He wants to be your all in all, your Savior, Master, Friend, God, Lord, and your everything. He wants to give you the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, we want to believe with you and for your needs. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Please go to our website. We need donations to keep this ministry going. Blessings. More soon.